Listen to me. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. And let my voice enter your ears. Just forget. Forget about everything. The bills, the job, those people that you have to speak to. Forget about them. Forget about them and let me tell you a story. Let my voice enter you and lead you through that beautiful story. Let my voice enter your brain and deliver my story into it. Your brain will do the special effects. It is good at it. Trust it. Trust me. And just follow my voice. So, just imagine you are sleeping in your bed in the middle of the night, all stretched across your bed. Naked in the middle of that warm summer night. And then suddenly the light in your bedroom turns on and wakes you up. Just imagine this. You are strapped down on your bed. You are strapped down on your bed. Do you feel it? Try to escape. Try to break free. Do you see? You can't. You open your eyes and then you see her. It standing inches away from you. On your left, it has the shape of a woman, but snugly encased in a dark and sleek suit. Like an alien being from outer space, another dimension, a distant future. What is it? What is she? Just imagine her looking at you. At your naked body strapped down on your bed. Just imagine the straps on your wrists, on your ankles, pinning you down to your bed. Just imagine that suit. Sleek and sturdy plates protecting her limbs and joints. And in between the smooth, matte and infinitely black material, covering her whole being. No threads, no creases, no folds. Nothing of her is visible but the suit. Is there a woman in there? A human being? Or is it a robot made to look feminine? Or an alien with a feminine shape? Who knows? And now, just try to imagine her mask, her face, a face devoid of any humanity, of anything you can relate to. No mouth, no nose, but a hot snout protruding from that mockery of a face. Tubing and wiring going out of that snout, worming to the back of her head, to her back, out of your sight. No word, no breath, no emotion. Nothing comes out of such a face. No eyes but two orbs of darkness, faceted like the eyes of an insect. Eyes that do not see, but coldly gather data and make fast and definitive decisions. Life and death decisions within milliseconds. Eyes that are considering you, analyzing you, deciding about you. Just imagine her face, her eyes, and your eyes locked in them, like the eyes of a rabbit looking at a snake. She considers you, immobile, standing in front of you, and then, oh God, she moves her hand towards your face, deliberately but slowly, gently. You are so terrified, you do not move, you do not dare to make a sound. Imagine this hand making a graceful orb towards your face, while a cold shiver runs down your spine. The inside of her hand, from the palm to the tip of her slender fingers, is covered with a dark and soft material. And now her fingers touch your forehead. They feel warm and soft, but this touch makes you shudder. They do not have the smoothness of human skin, but one of their own. They are perhaps more smooth and gentle even than the skin of a woman. Just feel her left hand gliding gently down to your cheekbone. Your cheek, your chin, your mouth, your lips, and this slow, gentle movement is so smooth, so regular, it gives you a strange shiver where fear and peace mixed together in an otherworldly feeling. You do not understand what is happening to you. You are moved by this apparition, this alien. You feel comforted by this woman. Think whatever standing in front of you, touching you with a gentleness, a sweetness that you didn't think could emerge from this nightmarish lady. Her hand continues to glide down to your neck, and you feel her fingers resting on your carotids. So gently, you feel your arteries pulsing against her fingers, begging not to be torn apart. You feel like a soap bubble that can pop at any second. But her hand stays soft and gentle and slowly leaves your neck, while foreign thoughts enter your brain, thoughts planted by her into your brain. Her hand, do not fear. Her glove, smooth, soft, warm, dark material. Just calm down. Gently visiting your shoulder. Let it go. Visiting your body. And her face, I do not kill humans. Her eyes, I never harm humans. Diving down into yours, I'll never harm you. diving down into your mind. I don't destroy beauty. Diving down into your soul. Close your eyes. You close your eyes. And you feel something in your mind. Something soft. Something acting like a gloved hand. Meanwhile, her other hand now makes the same journey, caressing your body, your forehead. Your cheek, I'm taking care of you. Your mouth, healing you. Your neck, praising you. Your chest. Your shoulder, you are worth healing. Both of her hands now are resting on your shoulders. Give it to me. Holding them down in the bed. But without hurting, only a gentle pressure. Open your eyes. You open your eyes and give in. And as soon as you open them, stare into me. Your gaze once again dives down into hers. Sink into me. You feel like you're sinking. Let yourself sink. You are sinking. Your body is sinking. Let your mind sink into the bed, into mine. Your mind is sinking. Good. Into her eyes. Slowly you realize the oddity of the situation. It's okay. You're laying down in your bed. Don't fear it. Her face inches above you. Just realize. Her hands on your shoulders. Gently stroking them. Accepted. Oh my God. Her body is floating. Good. Accept now. How did you manage not to see that? Her body is levitating inches above yours. This is what I do. How is it possible? How is it possible in your bedroom? How is it possible above you? Please, you. How on earth? You are the reason of this. Her hands leave your shoulders. Look into me. But her face doesn't move. She is above you. Let them be your world. Floating in space. Good. A red flash. And then a weird feeling. I never. A feeling of relief. I never heard. Envelops your mind. I heal. Meanwhile, her gloved hands come back to your face. Your cheeks are enveloped in her palms. Given. Her fingers gently stroke your cheekbones. Stop thinking. Your temples. Your ears. Stop thinking. Her face, her mask, is the only thing there is to see. Stare. You try so much to resist what is happening, but you can't. You just can't. It's okay. There is a symmetry in the soft movement. Melt. That causes something to melt in you. Let go. And you start to let go. To give in, give way, to give way, it's okay, all your defenses, all your walls, you built in your mind to protect yourself. Against this world. I'm not this world. Against the evilness of this world. I'm not evil. Just gave way. Dissolved by her softness. Float away. Dissolved by her gentleness. Follow the flow. And you feel as if you were floating. floating in a large and warm river. Warm water flowing down. Silently. Into happiness. Taking you along its long journey. And as you drift down the river, under the sky, the sky inundates your eyes, the calm and happy sky, a sky the color of her eyes. Dark and foreboding, but be calm, oddly friendly and understanding, quiet, understanding. Understanding you. Stop. Thinking. Deeply. Be happy. So deeply. In a way nobody ever did. Drift. And your mind starts to melt. Stop thinking. Under this assault of gentleness, you unravel. You just be calm. Be happy. Do not think. You were with me. How? This is the river. As you come back, that place is yours. You wonder. What was it? You accepted. You have stopped thinking. You were just like a piece of wood. Drifting down that river. River that cleaned you. In your bed. Flowing forever. The river flowing through your bedroom. Through yourself. under the sky of her eyes.
You can come back to it.
Your mind completely out of this world. Your body at the utter mercy of this being.
You know where it is.
Taking care of you.
This river is in you.
Concentrating all its attention on you. You realize that you're crying.
Let it flow.
Tear after tear rolling out of your closed eyes.
Okay.
Her hands continue to caress you. Slowly, gently,
it's flowing.
They gently touch your tears and remove them from your eyes.
Good.
The soft and smooth material wipes your tears away.
And remember it.
What happened? What just happened?
You discovered the river.
What is happening? Why? Your brain searches desperately to find a sense for all this.
Just continue.
While you cry in the hands of the alien being,
give in to what happens.
The alien being floating inches above you. Her straps holding you down to your bed.
Do not hate them.
Strong but soft and warm.
They helped you to find the river.
As if her hands were holding you. They continue to gently stroke your face.
The river is you.
They hold your wrist.
The river is me.
They hold your ankles. And now, you are back.
I'm above you.
Back with her.
Feel my hands.
On your face.
Your wrist.
On your wrists. On your ankles.
Open your eyes.
How?
Open your eyes.
You open them.
It's dead.
and rise her back.
Drop
back in yours.
Drop human.
And you drop.
Good.
In a bit of soft darkness.
Wrap you in me.
Enveloping you. Warmly
enveloping you,
snugly
protecting you,
and there's nothing left to do,
there's nothing to fear,
than to accept,
give in,
to fully accept. That you are at her mercy.
It's okay.
That it is okay to be at her mercy.
I'll take care of you.
That nothing bad can happen.
Always.
Ever. As long as you're at her mercy. And you also feel a new relief.
So happy.
As if you passed some sort of a test.
So happy I met you.
As if a decision was taken about you.
I'll be back.
A good decision. You don't know which one.
I'll always protect you.
But it will be good for you.
Each time you lead me.
This is the only thing you know.
I'll be back.
This is the only thing there is to know. Her other hand comes to your face, holding some sort of a mask.
I'll give you peace.
A breathing mask.
Look at peace.
That will give you a kiss, a strange kiss. An alien kiss, fitting what she is.
Peace comes to you.
You see that mask coming towards you.
Accept.
Landing on you.
Breathe in.
And you breathe in. And you breathe out.
Give in.
And you give in, breathing deeply.
Peace is where you sleep.
Looking at her eyes,
where you drop.
Letting her anesthetics take care of you. Bringing you to another place.
Drop.
Another place to go.
Deep.
Whenever you need.
Every night.
A place of deep sleep.
Wind up yourself.
dark and warm.
In that dark warmth,
soft and quiet.
In that quiet warmth,
where body fills up. When your body winds up,
whenever you need me,
where your body freshens up
again and again,
under her gaze,
drop,
under her protection. While your mind unravels once again,
never fear me.
Slowly dissipate like a puff of smoke.
Drop into peace.
And a face, alien and beautiful, becomes a simple image. Blankly registered by your mindless eyes.
You did good.
And what she does next is unknown to your limp self.
Remember,
lying at her disposal,
the river,
all stretched across your bed. Naked in the middle of that warm summer night.